listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. Peter Dutton has officially put in his bid to become the next leader of the Liberal Party. The soon-to-be ex-defence minister has spoken alongside his family in Brisbane, saying he hopes the public will see the rest of his character. Susan Lee is front-runner to become deputy, while it looks like Angus Taylor or Stuart Robert could become treasurer after Josh Frydenberg failed to reclaim his seat of Kooyong. Meantime, Foreign Minister Penny Wong will jet to Fiji today in what will be her first solo international trip since taking the job. Her trip will also coincide with China's Foreign Minister's visit to the Solomon Islands. He's touring multiple countries in the region. Monkeypox has made its way through the Gulf states, with the United Arab Emirates recording its first case. The Czech Republic and Slovenia have also reported their first cases, joining 18 other countries. The number is expected to rise, but experts say the risk still remains low. And strap yourselves in. The highly anticipated Top Gun Maverick hits Aussie cinemas today as Tom Cruise returns to the fighter jet. And plenty of us are expected to turn out for the sequel of the 86 original. Hoyt's director of sales, Stephanie Mills, says the turnout could break records.
We're thinking this is going to end up somewhere around where the last James Bond movie was, but could be even bigger than that. So we're expecting ahead of $35 to $40 million at the box office.
Melbourne Storm are gearing up to face Manly tonight, welcoming back club legend Greg Inglis to help launch the Indigenous round. Coach Craig Bellamy says it's been a joy to reconnect with an old friend.
Great to see him again. I haven't seen him for a little while. Culture, his heritage is, you know, so important to him, and great that us as a club, we're in the game that darts Indigenous round off.
The Sea Eagles are without Tommy Turbo. Ruben Garrick is the replacement fullback. It's been a dramatic week for North Melbourne, and arguably their greatest ever player, Wayne Carey, believes they're a broken club that needs to admit they've got problems on and off the field. Carey says he can't remember the club being at a lower point.
North Melbourne can't afford to waste any more time. Right now, this is as low as this football club has ever been.
The Kangaroos take on St Kilda on Sunday. And Barcelona came from 2-1 down to beat the A-League All-Stars 3-2 in Sydney last night. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, more showers for Brisbane, a max at 23. Also another wet one for the Gold Coast in 22. Partly cloudy for Sydney, 21 the top. Showers for Melbourne, a max temp of 17. Hobart, a late shower or two and 16. Showers for Adelaide too, 19 the max. Perth, mostly sunny and 23. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now. Listener.